they celebrated not a ribbon cutting, but rather a rib cutting. Several elected officials and hotel owner Faisal Mirani chopped a set of ribs to celebrate the opening of a restaurant, which, along with a large game arcade, are new additions to the Holiday Inn in Niagara Falls, owned by Mirani. It's the latest sign, say officials, of an economic resurgence in the Cataract City. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says while it may be called the Buffalo Billion, many of those dollars are being invested elsewhere, including Niagara Falls, where they're reworking the Robert Moses Parkway to reopen access to the waterfront. Hochul says you're seeing results, including a record number of people visiting the falls, as reported by tourism officials earlier this week.
That says success. Those are people who had not thought of Niagara Falls as a destination previously. Now they know when they come here, they've got first-rate accommodations, something that had been sorely missing for a long time in this downtown area.
Among other public investments in Niagara Falls, a multi-use project called Wonder Falls to be located inside the former Rainbow Center. Mayor Paul Deister says that will bring year-round entertainment options to his city.
Not only does it add 300 or thereabouts new hotel rooms in a 15-story hotel building, but you've got a 60,000-square-foot state-of-the-art water park, some sort of a daredevil attraction, some sort of a family fun center, talk of a brew pub.
Asked when the Wonder Falls project will get started, Hochul told reporters to expect an announcement in the near future. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.